9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Southern Talk, California and Tar Heel Super Station. Bug.
These CRE germs are resistant to almost all antibiotics.
Arctic cold in the upper Midwest.
Miserable. So not. It's miserable.
Prestigious schools galling gaff.
Elation, followed by agony.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Health concerns in Southern California this morning. A drug-resistant superbug at one of the country's top hospitals. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Los Angeles.
Officials at the UCLA Medical Center say seven patients were infected with the so-called superbug CRE between October and January. Two of those patients died, and the medical center says the drug-resistant bacteria may have played a role in those deaths. More than 100 other patients have been exposed to the bacteria. Those patients are being contacted. It's believed the bacteria was transmitted by doctors using a specialized endoscope inserted in the throats of the patients. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus at the University of Southern California tells us more about the medical devices in question.
This is a particular scope used predominantly in gallbladder and pancreatic procedures, and it has to curve to get around corners in the body. And those little corners that bacteria can accumulate. And it's either it wasn't cleaned well or the criteria for cleaning it are wrong.
Other outbreaks caused by CRE bacteria have been reported in recent years at other hospitals. 11 deaths in Seattle were linked to it between 2012 and 14. Now to the upper Midwest. This morning, people there are suffering through one of the coldest days of the winter with below zero temperatures and wind chills.
Wind chill warnings and advisories from North Dakota to Florida and up across the East Coast. Many looking at 25 to 35 below zero, even at lunchtime in places like Nashville and Charlotte, sub-zero wind chills.
WBZ-TV meteorologist Eric Fisher in Chicago, where schools are closed. It's minus 6 with a wind chill of 21 below. In Duluth, Minnesota, where this man lives, it's 18 below and a minus 32 wind chill.
I really love the uniqueness it brings to the day. You never know if your car's going to start. You never know if something's going to break at your house from the cold. You never know if work's going to be called off.
Temperatures dipped into the single digits in North Georgia, where thousands still don't have power from this week's snow and ice storm. 57% in a new CBS News poll favor the use of American ground troops in Iraq and Syria in the battle against ISIS. That's up 18 points from September. CBS's Dan Raviv has more on a White House summit on extremism.
Mr. Obama is expected to call for an international coalition not only to bomb ISIS that continues in Iraq and Syria. He wants a campaign to keep disillusioned or angry young people away from radical ideologies.
It will take time. This is a generational challenge.
Speaking after senior officials of a dozen foreign countries, Mr. Obama may repeat the assertion he made yesterday.
We are not at war with Islam.
He insisted that terrorists don't represent the Muslim religion. Dan Raviv, CBS News, Washington.
A victim of ISIS was mourned at a vigil last night in Prescott, Arizona. 26-year-old Kayla Mueller's brother, Eric, called her his first friend and his best friend.
I miss you. I love you. I cannot believe you are gone from my life. I can feel you and your soul watching over me.
Kayla Mueller was an aid worker who'd been held hostage by ISIS in Syria. At the American Sniper trial in Texas, mental health experts testified today. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says Eddie Ray Routh has been portrayed by defense witnesses as troubled.
Routh's ex-girlfriend, Jennifer Weed, painted a picture of a paranoid, troubled man. On the night before the killings, Weed told the court, I asked him if he was seeing things, and he said yes. And then I asked him if he was hearing things, and he said yes. Weed also described an incident 2 weeks before the killings where Routh, armed with a sword and knife, would not let her or her roommate leave their apartment. Weed told the court Routh would go weeks without showering and said he definitely had paranoia about the government out to get him.
Lawyers for Boston Marathon bomb suspect Johar Tsarnaev will ask a federal court today to order the judge in the case to move the trial and consider removing him. The judge has refused three times to change the venue of the trial. 4 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, the UNC Board of Governors Working Group on Centers and Institutes met yesterday to discuss recommendations the committee will be making to the full board next week. Orange County Emergency Services is one of the many departments working hard over the last couple of days to keep everybody safe during the recent winter weather.
Obviously, we were very fortunate that the weather conditions kept it to sleet versus ice.
Kudos to all those folks working to keep us safe, including Matt Sullivan of the town of Chapel Hill. We'll be talking to him in just a moment here. The proposed Durham Orange Light Rail Transit Project will be visited by U.S. Transportation Secretary and former Mayor of Charlotte, Anthony Fox. All those stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill coverage of traffic and weather together in WCHL Championship Sports. Heartbreaking for Carolina fans last night. And another memorable chapter in this rivalry. Number 15, North Carolina lost to Duke last night in overtime, 92-90. And
you know, I know, and Duke knows the Tar Heels should have won that game.
That's coming up this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM at 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06, 16 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 15 in Carborough, also 15 this morning in Hillsborough. It is cold. Wind chill advisory and winter weather advisory remaining in effect until 9 a.m. And when the wind blows, it feels even colder than that. Wind chill factor as low as 3 below this morning. And tonight, our actual temperatures are going to get down to about zero. And then the wind chill factor comes into play, minus 13. That's what it's going to feel like if you're out overnight when the wind is blowing. Just amazing. And, of course, we'll have to deal with that first thing in the morning. I talked about our folks who are out there working every day to keep us safe. Matt Sullivan is coordinator of emergency services for the town of Chapel Hill. And, Matt, first of all, thank you for all that you and all your folks have been doing to keep us all safe.
Well, thank you, Ron. And it is. That's really a team effort. We've got some great folks here in the town of Chapel Hill that work day in and day out to make sure that we can get the conditions as safe as we can for our citizens. And so we appreciate your thanks.
Well, some of us have the opportunity to, even if we have to be at work, we can do so inside a warm building. And it's always helpful, I think, to stop and think about those folks who have to be outside doing things for all the rest of us. What have all your public works crews and everybody else with the town, what have they been doing to make our situation better?
Well, yesterday they did a really heavy job on moving a lot of snow and a lot of ice off the roadways. That late afternoon snow, we got sort of complicated things and added moisture to roads that had been drying. But overnight, our crews didn't receive any concerns or complaints about icy conditions, probably because a lot of folks were staying off the roads and heeded the warning. Our plan for today is to treat and bring out sand and salt to those trouble spots and just try to keep the roadways passable for our people.
Well, incredibly cold temperatures coming for the next few days, and this will include over the weekend. What are the plans in the coming days to deal with the situation?
Well, we're going to continue the same operation as sort of treating those trouble spots in the roadways. Like you said, we're not going to get a lot of relief from the temperature today. I'm hoping that some radiant heat might heat some of the asphalt that's been dried overnight. I was actually out driving this morning and saw some dry patches, which is great, but it's also concerning because it could give motorists the false sense of safety, and then they'd get a rough spot and that cause problems.
During these kinds of situations, we talk about black ice a lot, and that is especially true today. You can't see it, but you only know about it when you hit it. And so far, we've been very fortunate not to have very many accidents related to that.
Yeah, as of about 15 minutes ago within the city of Chapel Hill, I didn't see any reports of motor vehicle collisions related to ice. I did hear one out in the county a little while ago, but as people get up and moving around, I think the risk for that increases. And so we encourage folks to really drive safely and make sure that they leave a lot of following distance and look out for the ice and the black ice on the road.
Can you tell us anything about the Chapel Hill transit buses today?
Transit's riding, operating on a normal pattern now. Normal schedule is going to be probably a couple of days out because we expect that the conditions are going to cause drivers to have to slow down, and so they may not get the stops on time, but we're running everything except the CCX route this morning. The Chatham Park and Ride lot is still icy and unsafe, and so the CCX route will not run today. but everything else is running, and we'll be working to get as close to schedule as we can. And Brian Litchfield and his operators are doing a good job sort of making sure that we get the transportation services out there and keeping folks safe.
And all those bus drivers, of course, have to get in to drive the buses to begin with. So, you know, kudos to them for working hard to do their regular thing, or at least as close as they can. Matt,
yes, sir.
Thank you very much for being with us.
All right, thanks, Ron, and we appreciate you getting the information out for us.
That is Matt Sullivan with the town of Chapel Hill. And speaking of the town, that special meeting scheduled for tonight with the town council discussing the Obie Creek development has been canceled because of the winter weather. We should say postponed, but we don't know what the makeup date will be at this time. There's a similar meeting held in Carrboro tonight. Members of the Carrboro Board of Aldermen and Mayor Lily Lavelle are supposed to share their views about that big proposed development deal that could end up with a second hotel at 300 East Main Street and a big new Arts and Innovation Center near Armadillo Grill. A lot of people have concerns about all of this huge development, and the Arts and Innovation Center would be the new home for the Art Center and Kidzu Children's Museum, but many folks are concerned about the future of Cat's Cradle as well. The proposal has some pretty powerful supporters, former mayors Mark Chilton and Ellie Kinnaird. Again, that meeting is scheduled for tonight. It has been postponed already, but it's scheduled for tonight at 7:30 at Carrboro Town Hall. Right now, we don't know if they might change the date on that. The meeting will be weather permitting, of course, so we'll keep you posted. Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools are closed for students today. It's an optional teacher work day. Or other school systems that are closed, Orange County Schools, Durham Public Schools, Chatham County Schools, and Alamance Burlington Schools are all closed. Orange Charter School is closed, and St. Thomas More Catholic School will be open today, but 3 hours later than usual, and all preschool programs are canceled. We have a full list on our website at chapelboro.com. There is other news to report this morning not related to the weather. UNC Board of Governors Working Group on Centers and Institutes met Wednesday morning to discuss recommendations the committee will be making to the full board next week. Those recommendations include closing the Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity at UNC over the next 12 months and reviewing the need for the Center for Civil Rights. Everything, it seems, is under scrutiny. Orange County Commissioner Mark Dorison works at the Center for Civil Rights at Carolina. He spoke with WCHL's Blake Hodge about what this could all mean going forward.
I'm certainly very disappointed about the decision to shut down the Poverty Center. I think that that is a tragic mistake, given the significance of that issue in our state and in the region. And, you know, I think what we're seeing is a real encroachment on academic freedom and, centers and the work of the university being put through some kind of ideological litmus test.
Do you see this affecting other centers down the road? Is this just the first step in a systematic process?
Well, the Board of Governors Committee recommended closing three centers. The Center for Civil Rights, where I work, was not recommended for closure, but there was a lot of discussion in the meeting today about the role of advocacy in these centers and whether that's appropriate. And certainly that idea that universities or university centers shouldn't be doing advocacy is especially troubling, because the university is engaged in advocacy all the time, from the health school of public health to the law school, to the medical school, to centers and departments all across campus. So the idea that advocacy is problematic for a university is deeply troubling, and I think has a chilling effect on the work that the Center for Civil Rights and other entities are trying to do. And the thing that was most troubling for me today and why I spoke out during the meeting was during the discussion about the Center for Civil Rights, I believe there were a lot of inaccurate and misleading statements about the work we do, and I felt that it wouldn't serve the purpose of this review for the committee or for the full board to be making decisions without accurate and truthful information.
Well, what were those false statements, and then how will this affect this ability of the center to work going forward?
Well, I think there was some inaccuracies and misrepresentations in the nature of the work we do. The fact that the Center for Civil Rights doesn't get any state money. All of our salaries and programmatic work and community-based advocacy is paid for with private funds. And I think that, I was certainly left with the feeling that the the future of centers doing advocacy and even, being able to do litigation is in question, and that's certainly worrisome.
Anything else you would like to add in before we cut you loose?
No, I'm just hopeful that next week when the full Board of Governors meets, they really take consideration of all the facts before making any decisions.
And these are just recommendations to the full board.
That's right. The full board meets next week in Charlotte, and they're going to receive these recommendations and then presumably take some action.
That is Mark Dorison speaking with WCHL's Blake Hodge. And by the way, you can see the full report and a statement from Gene Nickel, Director of the Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity, on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. And here she is, everybody. Hey.
Oh, yay.
Here we go with Nikki Morse.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
We're looking at the roadways right now, and it's looking pretty good out there so far. Although, like we've been saying all morning, you could be driving along 1 minute fine, next minute you're hitting ice. So you got to be really careful out there. We've sent Blake Hodge out again in our performance Subaru Storm Tracker, and what's going on this morning?
One thing to clear up first with Ron, did you say I do not get to keep the Subaru once this is all done? That may be a deal breaker.
That was my understanding. Of course, that's still up for negotiation, I suppose.
Okay.
And we can talk about it after you finish all your reports.
We'll go there later.
We need to keep you out there doing it, buddy.
I just struggled up a hill because it was covered in some ice, but the Form Subaru holding strong for us right now. There are a lot of icy spots out here. If the sun has not been in your area the last couple of days because all these trees that we have in our area, then it is really keeping that ice around lingering. A lot of the major roads appear to be clear, but there are definitely icy spots. So just be careful if you are going out and about, and obviously having to use discretion in your neighborhood to determine whether you are able to make it out to some of the major roads that have had a little more treatment.
Thanks a lot, Blake. Yeah, he was saying the slick spots out there. And the thing about it is that it's easy to drive in snow compared to ice.
Oh, yeah.
You could be sitting still. Remember when we had that really bad ice storm and you could see cars on the roadways just starting to slide? They weren't even moving. I mean, you weren't going forward. You weren't going backwards.
No, wheels weren't
moving. Sliding off to the side. Yeah, that's always fun. So
it's like bumper cars
only different.
That aren't moving.
Yeah, only different. It's all fun. 15-501-86-54, all looking good as you make your way towards 40 and 40 eastbound, still in great shape into RTP from Highway 86. And if you happen to be out and you see something on the roads we're not reporting, give us a call, 967-8363, or you can even tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thank you very much. You're sitting back there ready to be tweeted anytime.
Tweeted, tweet away.
Yeah, and call. Nikki always loves talking to people who call in.
I get bored occasionally.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, where you can savor delectable cuisine. I mean delectable. It's prepared with fresh local ingredients created by the executive chef, James Clark, who is just outstanding. He has a talented culinary team as well. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full. Wind chill advisory in effect, winter weather advisory in effect, until 9 a.m. I don't know why it cuts off there, because it's going to stay about the same all day. Mostly sunny, much colder, steady temperatures in the teens today. We're not even going to get up to 20 degrees today, if the forecast holds true. 16 degrees right now. Wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour. When the wind is blowing, wind chill values as low as 3 below. And hang on, because it's going to get worse. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with a low down around 0. Or 1 below 0. Wind chill values as low as 13 below. Tonight and overnight and first thing in the morning, we're going to have to deal with that too. On Friday, mostly sunny and our high in the low 20s. Veritable heat wave on the way. So that's the kind of weather that we're dealing with here. So please, just if you can, if you don't have to get out and go to work or anywhere else, just stay home and stay warm. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
Going to get right to WCHL Championship Sports. Well, that was the one that got away last night. Carolina lost in overtime to Duke 92-90 at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Tar Heels could have won that game. And they were up by 9. Just a little bit of time left on the clock. But Duke rallied. WCHL's Matt Oaks was there amidst all the craziness and has this report.
Brick gets right by Matt Jones and lays it in with the left hand. Heels by 10 with 3:45 to go.
That was Jones Angel of the Tar Heel Sports Network with the call. The Tar Heels had seized complete momentum. The offense was clicking. The defense was suffocating. The Blue Devils were flustered. All signs pointed to a massive road win. Things changed quickly in college basketball, though, especially in Cameron.
Fall away is short. Rebound Okafor. 3:13 to play. Duke the other direction. Tyus Jones drives left baseline. Over to Winslow. Wide open for three. And Duke takes it next to last time out with 3:02 to play.
From there, the momentum swung back with the home team. Duke completed the improbable comeback, capitalizing on Carolina miscues and nailing clutch must-make shots. The Cameron crowd was sent into an absolute frenzy when the overtime clock hit triple zeros.
92-90. Duke comes back from a 10-point deficit in the final 3 minutes and beats the Tar Heels in overtime. Carolina had a decent look at it on the missed free throw. Page had a hand on the rebound, was bumped off the basketball, and the clock ran out.
With the loss, the Tar Heels dropped to 18-8 overall and an 8-5 mark in ACC play, while the Blue Devils improved to 23-3 on the season with a 10-3 record in the league. This topsy-turvy edition of the Battle of the Blues was played at a feverish, hectic pace and saw a number of players on both sides rise to the occasion, but it was Duke guard Tyus Jones who shone the brightest, delivering the goods in the clutch and finishing with 22 points and 7 rebounds. Duke's Quinn Cook also had an outstanding game, contributing 22 points of his own. Notably, one UNC player, though, was surprisingly quiet. Marcus Page, normally the offensive catalyst for the Tar Heels, struggled to get open against the disciplined defense of Jones, and when he did get shots off, he missed the mark completely, only managing to tally 5 points on 2-for-11 shooting. In Page's place, a supporting cast of Kennedy Meeks, Bryce Johnson, and J.P. Tokido was forced to take a starring role. The trio handled the promotion well, playing with an intensity and focus rarely seen so far in their careers. But ironically, it was normally exquisite passer Meeks whose carelessly tossed pass actually turned the tables late in the game and paved the way for a Duke rally. UNC head coach Roy Williams' devastation after the game was evident. Losing against Duke hurts.
It's extremely disappointing. If you didn't care who won the game, you had to enjoy a great college basketball game. It's certainly been hyped the last couple of days. And if you just care about college basketball, then you had to enjoy that part of it. But I happen to love North Carolina, so it's not quite as agreeable to me.
Outside of the final outcome, Coach Williams says he was pleased with his team's fight.
For the most part, I really, really enjoyed the toughness and the poise of my team. Yes, we missed some free throws. We missed some wide open shot corner there that was a three that would have helped, but it's college basketball. It's 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids. I am really proud of my team.
Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski agrees with Coach Williams. He was full of praise for the heart and effort put on display by both teams.
Well, it's a great game. I mean, come on. One team had to win and one team had to lose, and it's one possession, and we won. I thought both teams played their hearts out. I don't see how both teams could play any harder than they did.
Once again, the Duke-Carolina rivalry proved why it's one of the most revered matchups in all of sports. But Coach Williams says it's born out of a level of mutual respect, as evidenced by the touching pregame moment of silence for Dean Smith.
I just think it shows class that this rivalry really has. You know, some people hate, but I want to beat their butts so bad I can taste it. But there's a great deal of respect between the two programs.
Well, I'll tell you what, Matt Oaks, thanks for that report, and strong words there from Coach Krzyzewski and Coach Williams, and what a game last night. More proof, if anybody needed it, why this Duke-Carolina rivalry is the best in all of college basketball. And we have C.L. Brown of ESPN.com with us. A lot of us watched a game on ESPN last night. C.L. Brown writes for ESPN.com. And C.L., I know you were there amidst all the craziness, and what impressions did you take out of last night's game?
Well, I mean, that was a great game. I think they kind of summed it up afterwards. No matter what side you're really on, that was just a great game to watch. And really, in a season where we're talking so much about pace of play and all the things that are kind of wrong about college basketball, this was what was right last night. I think for Carolina, I mean, you know, see Marcus Paige struggle like that and to still basically have the game at hand at the end of regulation, you just got to close that game out. But I think it's really, to come out losing, I think it's an encouraging sign the way they played. And I think this is the level a high level of play that we kind of anticipated they would have the entire year. So well, going forward, if they can stay like that, I think they'll be okay.
I think you're right. And Duke, of course, came out, was really hot at the start, playing really well. Carolina struggling to shut them down defensively. Then Carolina rallied to cut the lead to only 7 at halftime. Then in the second half, Tar Heels played really well. But in the end, I guess the key was they just couldn't quite seal the deal.
Yeah, and you know, they missed some free throws late. Bryce Johnson missed a couple of free throws. They had some uncharacteristic turnovers late when they could have closed it out. And I mean, those are things I think they'll learn from. And then you also have to give credit to Duke. I mean, Tyus Jones had an incredible, last probably, 10 minutes of the 5 minutes of regulation and then 5 minutes of overtime in that game. And so you gotta give credit when somebody kind of just steps up and makes big shots like he did. So, I can't wait already for March 7th and the rematch in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, we were saying yesterday and last night leading up to the game, this is round one, round two to take place a couple of weeks later in Chapel Hill, and it's always that way when these two teams get together. CL, I appreciate your comments this morning, and I know that you'll be writing about this game and talking about this game along with everybody else. And how can folks read what you write and follow you on Twitter?
On Twitter, I'm at CL Brown ESPN, and my story is posted on ESPN.com on the men's college basketball page.
All right. Thanks so much for being with us.
All right. Thanks for having me.
CL Brown, ESPN.com, 827. I'm Ron Stutz, now brought to you by the Vapor Girl.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
You know, I know, and Duke knows the Tar Heels should have won that game. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The problem is that Duke won it in an overtime period that never should have been played. Sure, it can be a learning experience. Some players might have grown up, blah, blah, blah. But the truth is Carolina blew a game to Duke that it is never getting back. And with it comes the trappings of a Duke program that, despite all the niceties and respect it showed for Coach Smith, just added to their lore and the rivalry when it should have been a devastating home loss. And we gave it to them. All the toughness on the glass and tenacity on defense to turn the 7-point halftime deficit into a 10-point lead with less than 4 minutes to play suddenly became a team trying not to lose. Oh my God, we're up by 10 at Duke late in the game. We're not supposed to be up by 10 at Duke late in the game. So let's miss two critical one-on-ones at the foul line, short arm shots around the basket, and then take away the three-pointers from Duke, but still foul them and make layups into old-fashioned three-point plays. I guarantee you Roy Williams did not sleep 1 minute last night. He knows his team gave one away, and the result was more national TV pub for Duke and Cameron and Coach K, who know they were handed that game. Sure, they have a comeback tradition that Carolina had for years, but you cannot come back from 10 down with 4 minutes left unless the other team gets scared and helps you. And after a well-played, beautifully coached game by Williams for 36 minutes, the Tar Heels weren't man enough to close out the game. Blame the clock operator who couldn't keep track of the precious final seconds. Blame the refs who call body fouls when full-bore collisions went unwhistled. But put the blame where it belongs, on young players who aren't yet tough enough to play Carolina basketball the way it's been played for decades. That means seal the deal, step on the necks, close out the dadgum game.
Sure, the Blue Devils are good. They're always good. But the Tar Heels let them celebrate when they could have cut them down a peg and gotten all the publicity that ESPN upchucked on them for a full hour after the game. Maybe Carolina's talent isn't on par with Duke, or what it used to be. But the Tar Heels were right there and let it get away. And despite what happens for the rest of this season, they are never getting this one back. Never. This is our chance. See ya.
WCHL Championship Sports brought to you by AT&T Wireless.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
At the Durham Orange County Medical Society, our goal is to make you healthier, to improve treatments when you need them, and to bring together those practicing or studying medicine in Durham and Chapel Hill. Started here in 1905, Durham Orange County Medical Society provides support for its members, betters medical knowledge, influences legislation to improve care, and gathers members to provide meaningful associations. Learn more from our website, docmedsoc.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society, leaders in medicine for a healthier tomorrow.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Discover what's driving Triangle businesses with Today's Business, hosted by Sharon Hill. Learn from professional caregivers how to improve the quality of life for families afflicted with chronic conditions and those on Care and Connections, hosted by Nicole Bruno. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in at 97.9 FM and 1360 AM for more of what you want to hear.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers. And the weather remains our top story of the day. It's going to be that way for a couple of days, too, because we have just excessively cold weather. I mean, really, really cold temperatures. Wind chill advisory remains in effect. Winter weather advisory still in effect. Mostly sunny and much colder today. Our temperatures right now, 16 degrees in Chapel Hill, 15 this morning in Carborough, and that's going to be our high today. Highs in the teens. It's not going to move. Wind chill values as low as 3 below zero when the wind's blowing. Now, tonight, mostly clear and colder with a low all the way down to 1 degree below zero. Wind chill values as low as 13 below. On Friday, mostly sunny, cold, highs in the low 20s. We'll have to deal with those wind chills first thing in the morning because the wind is supposed to still be low, blowing. And as low as 13 degrees below. That's how cold it's going to feel. So the cold weather is going to be with us for a while. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Coming up, more local news on the way.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, 834 WCHL. As I said, 16 degrees this morning. It is really cold. You can get the full variety of closings, etc. Schools pretty much closed, shut down for the day, although some of the systems have optional teacher work days today. But you can get the whole list on our website at chapelboro.com. Now here's Kathleen Carroll of the National Weather Service to tell us about our weather conditions.
For today, we're expecting highs only in the upper teens, so we may not see much movement at all today for high temperatures. But the winds should be pretty strong, around 10 to 15 miles per hour. So that's going to make it feel much colder than it actually is, around 5 degrees or so today.
First time in my recent memory that I can remember hearing about the wind chill factor being as low as 13 degrees below zero. I mean, that is really amazingly cold. And what is causing all this really cold weather for us?
Well, it's an Arctic high that's building in, and you know, it's not necessarily something that we don't ever see, but it's definitely not the normal. So people need to be careful when they go outside and make sure that they're bundled up, because this air is pretty chilly.
Well, it's painfully cold, but is there any more precipitation expected?
Not until the weekend. We're expected to stay dry until Saturday.
And on Saturday, we'll have a slight chance of snow, I understand, but then a chance of rain or freezing rain later on in the day. But what about our temperatures on Saturday and Saturday night?
Well, on Saturday, we should see temperatures getting into the low to mid-30s in the Chapel Hill area. So potentially get above freezing for the first time in several days. And then lows overnight should be pretty similar to the highs, because the low is actually going to occur around midnight, and then the temperature is going to steadily rise after that up into probably the mid-50s or so.
Well, so far around the area, we've been very fortunate with the lack of accidents that you might expect from the slick roadways and all that sort of thing. And so we will stay in touch with you, Kathleen. We appreciate your being with us.
You're welcome.
That is Kathleen Carroll with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. And you can imagine those folks have been very, very busy in the last few days. 837 at WCHL. The UNC Board of Governors Working Group on Centers and Institutes met Wednesday morning to talk about recommendations the committee will make to the full board next week. Those recommendations include closing the Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity at UNC in the next 12 months and reviewing the need for the Center for Civil Rights. Orange County Commissioner Mark Dornison works at the Center for Civil Rights at Carolina. He spoke with WCHL's Blake Hodge about what this could mean going forward. You can hear that whole interview on our website, chapelboro.com. You can also see the full report and a statement from Gene Nickel, who is director of the Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity, again, on chapelboro.com. Houston Summers is the new student body president-elect at Carolina. According to the Daily Tar Heel, voting was extended into Wednesday because of the wintry weather. Summers won the election with nearly 65% of the vote, while runner-up Catherine Walker got 35%. A runoff between Summers and Walker was held after neither candidate received a majority in the general election. Summers takes over as student body president at UNC on April 1st. The Democrat Linda Coleman says she will try again to become North Carolina's lieutenant governor after losing narrowly to Republican Dan Forrest in 2012. Coleman announced on Wednesday her candidacy for 2016 when Forrest is expected to seek re-election. She's a former state House member, Wake County commissioner, and state government personnel office director. Forrest defeated Coleman by about 6,900 votes. Out of well over 4 million votes cast, she decided against seeking a statewide recount because she said at the time it wouldn't likely change the outcome. Coleman says Forrest backs an ideological agenda carried out at the North Carolina General Assembly. She calls it damaging years of progress for North Carolina. The lieutenant governor is the number two leader in the executive branch and presides over the state's Senate. And also a note about last night's heartbreaking loss for Carolina at Cameron Indoor Stadium in Durham, Carolina. In case you went to sleep before the game was over last night. Carolina lost in overtime 92-90, despite winning, leading rather, by as many as 10 points with a little over 3 minutes left to go in the game. Duke rallied, came back, got it into overtime, and then won it in overtime 92-90. Certainly the Tar Heels had their opportunities. They will play next again on Saturday in the Dean Smith Center against Georgia Tech. But something really special took place in that game last night. Duke-Carolina games are always special. Such a great rivalry. But rivals Carolina and Duke came together to honor late Hall of Fame Tar Heel coach Dean Smith before the game at Cameron. Shortly before the national anthem last night, players and coaches for both teams walked out the center court. Mike Krzyzewski hugged Roy Williams, and the teams knelt together around the midcourt circle for a moment of silence. Many Duke students and fans also were wearing dark blue shirts bearing Smith's first name in honor of the retired coach who died earlier this month. Instead of saying Duke across the front, some of their shirts said Dean. He had retired in October 97 as the winningest coach in men's Division I basketball history with 879 victories in 36 seasons. At the time, that was the most of anybody. That record now held by Coach Mike Krzyzewski, who also obviously had a lot of respect for Coach Smith. A lot of respect between these two programs, and they'll be talking about that game last night, but that's just something that goes along with it, kind of transcends the rivalry and how badly these teams want to beat each other. 92-90, once again, Duke winning in overtime last night over Carolina. Coming up in just a few minutes, we have today's commentary in the way from Raleigh Mann. We have Nikki Morse checking in with traffic, and we also will tell you about Kappa Delta Sorority and the UNC campus and what they're doing. It's a Shamrock Run coming up. We talk about this every year. Something really special put on by the students. That is on the way right here on WCHL.
In a galaxy not so far away, modern families are using command centers to get more done. At Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, we've been building kitchen command centers for years, and they continue to gain popularity. That's because so many people spend so much time running around looking for their keys.
Where are my keys? Where are my keys?
The command center is an ideal place for dropping off keys and mail, leaving messages, getting work done, and charging up your phone, tablet, or droid. We can even add gadgets, like lightsabers.
The possibilities are endless.
Whether you have a lot or a little space in your galaxy, visit CedarburgKitchens.com to see examples of how a command center can be incorporated into your home. Call Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions today at 919-967-1171 or go to CedarburgKitchens.com to schedule a free consultation about command centers. With Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions, the possibilities are endless.
Tar Heel fans, Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game at the Smith Center on March 7th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the big game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, sign up for or use the ExxonMobil Smart Card at any Cruisers location between now and February 24th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center.
At Durham Orange County Medical Society, all members of the medical profession in Durham and Chapel Hill, including students, are welcome to membership. For its member professionals, it provides collegial support and educational programs and promotes better community health, and its meetings provide a respite, even as you learn, in an otherwise hectic and demanding schedule. I welcome you to the Durham Orange County Medical Society website to apply now. docmedsoc.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society, leaders in medicine for a healthier tomorrow. Are you or a loved one living with a chronic condition such as heart disease, arthritis, diabetes, asthma, or depression? UNC Family Medicine's Healthy Living Classes are for you. Living Healthy is a free 6-week workshop to help you understand and manage your symptoms, including learning how to manage your medication and tips and support for healthy eating and exercise. Join us. Learn and take control for more healthy living. For more information, call 962-4971. UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life.
Good morning. It's 8:43, 16 degrees.
Yeah.
Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Once again, here is the inimitable Nikki Morse, everybody.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you very much. You know, this is the only reason why I come in here is to get a round of applause every time I microphone.
You get one guy clapping. That's amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's the story of my life. It's looking pretty good on the roadways this morning. No major problems to report if you're going to be heading out. We do have Blake Hodge out in the Performance Automall Storm Tracker, giving you a quote-unquote bird's eye view. What's going on, Blake?
A driver's eye view. We still got a lot of ice out here. As I was getting my phone out to call, actually, I was coming to a stop sign and actually slid a little bit. Luckily, I'm in a neighborhood, so I didn't cause too much trouble, but there are definitely still some icy spots out here. So if you are venturing out today, please be very careful.
Yeah, he's in a neighborhood, all right. His.
Oh, really?
In my driveway.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
A lot of people have trouble getting out of their driveways.
Yeah, true. Very, very, very true. Thanks, Blake. We appreciate all your help today and
yesterday. I parked at the bottom of the hill in my driveway this morning, so I wouldn't have trouble getting out of my driveway.
Well, that was very smart.
Once in a while, I'll hit on something like that. Good idea.
Good idea. Yeah. Yeah. Occasionally, right. You do have one or two.
Well, once in a while.
Right on. Well, if you happen to be going out in the roadways this morning, we're looking at no major problems, no accidents to report. As Blake was telling you, though, you do have some icy conditions, mainly on those side streets. But 40 is looking really good if you're going to be heading out towards RTP. No problems from Highway 86 all the way out to the airport. Now, if you have any problems while you're traveling or if you see anything, give us a call at 967-8363. You can even tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And did you know that the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina?
I do now.
It's true. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by your friends at Town Hall Burger and Beer. It is, 16 degrees? That wind chill advisory, winter weather advisory, both remain in effect. And I don't know when it's going to be over, actually. Mostly sunny and much colder today. Temperatures holding steady about 15 or 16 degrees. Cold enough for you out there? Wind gust up to 25 miles per hour. When the wind is blowing, it feels like it's -3. Tonight, mostly clear, colder, with a low temperature down around -1. And wind chill factors will make it seem like it's -13 late tonight and early tomorrow morning. So we got that to deal with. And tomorrow, it won't warm up very much. We'll have some sunshine, cold temperatures with the highs in the low 20s. Don't even want to talk about it. Town Hall Burger and Beer is located on 751 across from the streets at South Point. It's a perfect place to pick your own patty, bun, and sauces and be out in and out in 20 minutes. 8:46 at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a couple of very special guests in the studio this morning. Reese Corpening is here. And good morning, Reese.
Hi, good morning.
And also, Mary Claire Evans is here.
Good morning.
You guys are members of Kappa Delta Sorority.
Yes.
You have a special event coming up this year, yes. Something you do every year, I know. Mm-hmm. Reese, tell us what this is all about.
So we do this event every year, like you said. It's the Shamrock 5K, and we basically just do it in support of both of our philanthropies, the Durham Center for Child and Family Health and Prevent Child Abuse America.
Mm-hmm. And Mary Claire, what's your role in all this?
I was in charge of the registration and T-shirts, so mm-hmm. a bunch of getting the website looking and conveying the correct information for all the runners and then organizing all the shirts that they will get in their runner bags.
All right. Fantastic. And, of course, here in Chapel Hill, we love running events. So many people come out for these things. This is a big deal. Reese, would you walk us through the events of race day?
Yeah, sure. So it's kind of an early start time, 8 a.m. Registration will open at 6:30 at the Grand Memorial Terrace right across from the KD House on 219 East Franklin. Food will be served throughout, such as bagels, fruit, coffee, and water. Representatives from both our philanthropies will give brief speeches before the start of the race. And then to kick off the race at 8 a.m., the UNC a cappella group Samaa will be singing the national anthem for us this year, which we're pretty excited about.
Cool.
And then after the race, there will be a raffle and then prizes given to the age group winners of the race. And then this year, we're also introducing a new one-mile fun run for kids who don't want to run the full race, and that will begin at 8:45. We're really excited about that. That will just be on the UNC campus.
And, of course, that will bring a lot more people out. But for the whole course, where does the course run?
The course runs, it starts at the Kappa Delta House on 219 East Franklin, and then it winds through some local Chapel Hill neighborhoods through, like, Gimgol and things like that, and then it ends on the UNC campus at Grand Memorial in the upper quad of the campus.
Mary Claire, what is the motivation behind the event, and what are you raising money for?
We're raising money for our two charities, Prevent Child Abuse America and the Durham Center for Family Health. And 80% of our proceeds will go to the state of North Carolina, and then 20% will go to our national philanthropy. So,
what's your goal as far as money raising is concerned?
Last year we raised about $40,000, and so hopefully we could either get to there or surpass that.
Wow, that's great. How do folks in the community get involved, Reese?
There are lots of ways, obviously, signing up for this.
Obviously, not just for students. Just anybody can do this.
Yeah, anybody can do this. So you can either sign up for the race, or if you wanted to contribute just a monetary donation, you can just send in a check in the mail into the Kappa Delta House at 219 East Franklin, or you can just donate on race day. Pre-registration closes at 10 a.m. today, actually, but if you still want to sign up, we'll still have registration open on the day of the race.
All right, and the day, we forgot to mention the date. It's Saturday. It's Saturday at 8 o'clock in the morning. How many people do you have signed up so far?
About 1,000.
Wow.
So, yes, it'll be hopefully, if everyone can brave the snow, it'll be a busy...
Yeah. Fingers crossed it doesn't snow. We're hearing the weather report.
No, it's going to be really cold out there. But, I mean, even on Saturday, but, 1,000 people signed up already. Mm-hmm. You're going to get more people involved in it. This is a really big deal. And, you guys don't get enough credit. You hear all kinds of bad things about things happening in the community and, things that are going on with young people in particular. But people don't talk enough about the good things that some of you do when you come to this community and you do not just for the campus, not just for students, but for everybody in the community. That's really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for doing that. Reese, where are you from?
I'm from High Point, North Carolina.
And what are you, what year are you? What are you majoring in?
I am a senior. Unfortunately, I don't want to leave Chapel Hill. But I'm majoring in journalism with a concentration in advertising.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Good for you. And Mary Claire, how about you?
I'm also a senior, and I'm a double major in economics and Spanish. So.
Fantastic. Well, she's going to go out and make all this money in journalism. And you're going to be able to manage all our money for her, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a team thing.
Yeah, really. Well, one more time, what's the website where you can find out more?
SportOften.com is the website, but then also you can find it through our Facebook event or on CappaDelta.org.
UNC.CappaDelta.org is the full thing.
Well, thank you so much, Reese Corpening and... Mary Claire Evans, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having
us.
Thanks for braving the cold. It's 8:52 WCHL. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz.
And now WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Try to imagine how you'd feel if an angry neighbor appeared at your front door with a gun tucked in his belt or carrying a rifle. Pretty scary. What exactly is the point of that? I think it is this. His message is clear. Don't mess with me, I'm armed. And if you cross me, I just might be forced to use this gun on you. People who carry guns say they do that for their own safety and insist they are law-abiding. It's true that those who write our laws increasingly are making it much easier for us to pack heat virtually all the time and in every place people gather, in church, mosque, or temple, schools, bars, restaurants, playgrounds. So perhaps we shouldn't be surprised that when police searched a man's apartment in a quiet Chapel Hill neighborhood, they found about a dozen guns of various types, including a loaded Bushmaster AR-15 semi-automatic. This particular weapon is very popular with gun enthusiasts. It looks like something military commandos carry, which is part of its appeal. The notion of an angry person appearing at my front door carrying one of those is terrifying. But that's the point of angrily confronting a neighbor with a gun tucked in your belt or with a rifle in your arms, to scare him or her. Nearly every day of our lives, we learn of someone's life ending because someone got angry at them in traffic or a child found a loaded weapon to play with. Once a bullet ends a life, we can't get it back. That life is over, dead forever. So many guns, so easy to kill with. This is madness in a civilized society, but as long as those who favor relaxed gun laws spend obscene amounts of money to fatten the wallets of our elected lawmakers, this madness will continue to dominate our lives. Do we have the political courage to put an end to it? This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
All right. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day from last hour on WCHL? What's the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? Call me, 919-929-WCHL. You're the first correct caller with all those correct answers. I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. The word of the day with Wayne Pond, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. And your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramon, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Aaron Houghton. Greg Gerdeau is a local scout leader. He says Aaron has been a tremendous help to the Scots.
He's one of our assistant scoutmasters, and the first time I ever met him, he started talking to me about scouting, and he said, "Oh, I'm an Eagle Scout." Did you know that scouting and sports are the two things that made me what I am today? And I went, "Wow, how'd you like to give back?" And, I mean, from that time on, we've been great friends, and he's been on, outings with the troop, mentored boys to Eagle Scouts for us, and generally is, very supportive of the troop and there whenever we need him.
Aaron Houghton came to the rescue for one scout in particular.
We had a boy who was approaching his 18th birthday that really needed a good push to get to Eagle. And Aaron got a hold of this guy and just made sure that he did everything that was required to get his award and get it on time. And I remember quite well sending Aaron a text message while he was climbing a mountain in Nepal telling him that the border review had taken place. He was just ecstatic.
Aaron Houghton graduated from Carolina in 2003 with a degree in computer science. He's co-founder and chairman of the board of directors of iContact, an email marketing company for small businesses.
If you Google him, you'll find out. I mean, he's been in, Fortune and Entrepreneur and on and on and on. I mean, he is a wonderful guy. It just doesn't get any better than this. And I would probably focus on the 4-1 program that he's got going, because that's a tremendous return of capital from his company into basically for all North Carolina companies that are 501c3. And he'll let them use their service for free and does other support, as well through this program. So he's special.
Aaron Houghton, a very successful young businessman who finds a way to help nonprofit organizations with his business and has time for being a scout leader as well. Thanks, Greg, for the nomination. Aaron Houghton, today's WCHL hometown
hero. Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases, at Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina. Delivering more than you expect starts with me. This is Rick Calico, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
Crown Honda of South Point is starting off the year right with a resolution to reduce inventory. We'll do whatever it takes to make you a great deal during our inventory reduction sale. Get a new 2015 Honda Civic for just $159 a month, or drive a new 2015 Honda Accord for only $199 a month. Our loss is your gain during our inventory reduction sale. On now at Crown Honda of South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com. Subject to credit approval, excludes taxes, tags, and fees. See dealer for complete lease details.
Paws Forever offers a unique, integrated approach to animal welfare, providing services for animals and their people at each stage of life,
programs range from rescue and adoption to education and training, and now to Legacy Care, a unique service that allows pet owners to plan ahead for the care of their beloved dogs and cats. Learn more about Paws Forever programs, animals, volunteer opportunities, and ways to donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about animals in our community.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Congratulations, Jill Robinson called in with the word of the day on WCHL. It's hail, H-A-L-E. That's from Wayne Pond. It means healthy with a high quality of life later in life, in particular, hail, H-A-L-E. Jill gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Oh, hail, yeah. Great word. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Wind chill advisory remains in effect. Winter weather advisory. Our high today only in the teens. Really, really cold. Wind chill factor down to 13 below tonight. Temperatures down to zero. It's 9 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM.